Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so recently in the resale market, I'm seeing more and more of this extension lah. People sell house tell you they need extension, they need to extend submission lah, blah 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 lah. Then tell you I even meet a case where we offer a higher than market price. Then they took our offer, then tell us, hey, sorry, our buying not successful, so can you give us a few more days? Then I'm like, huh? Why are you trying to do your buy sell together? Then end up, right, ask us to wait. Then in the end, the case burst because my buyer decided to buy another unit. My buyer is not going to wait for you a few more days to wait for you to go and talk to the unit that you want to buy and all these things. So I was like, huh? Why are people doing all these like funny kind of ways that I personally, in my 16 years in the industry, I feel that some of these ways is really like playing with fire or even like playing with luck. So I decided to do this video, but I don't want to complicate things. So I don't want to differentiate like private lah or HDB lah or HDB to HDB or private to private. I just want to share a few ways that people are using in the industry or agents are recommending in the industry and my thoughts about it. Okay, so cut it short. We go straight to the point. Let's go. Okay, so the first thing is I will start with what I prefer first, best ways. So let's say people go for HDB to HDB. Normally, HDB to HDB, what I would recommend is firstly, if you have the money to buy first, okay, always buy first. Okay, always buy first. Because HDB to HDB, if you buy first, right, there's no ABSD. There's no ABSD. And then you can take your house, renovate, then you sell this place, then you can take the keys first, then move in, then later then you move out from the old house. You know, you can take the new house first. So HDB is very different. Sometimes people will recommend contra. Contra is where you HDB to HDB also, you try to contra. Contra means you're buying and you're selling complete on the same day. My recommendation is if can don't do contra, don't do contra. Why? Because number one, you contra, the other side cannot contra. The house that you buy, if you are contraing, the seller also cannot contra. So this affects the number of buyers that are coming to buy the unit and the number of units that you can buy. The volume string down because you must find people that's not doing contra because you are doing contra. Number two, if you're doing contra, you need to ask for extension. That's another bigger problem. Then thirdly, if you do contra, you need to buy and sell at the same time. Then you need to submit the case to HDB at the same time. So you need to delay this, delay that. So to me, doing contra and asking for extension is almost the same. But doing contra and asking for extension is better because you are taking less risk. Okay, so I want to share with you another method. A lot of people, right, are in the private market. Let's say they want to do private to private, sell their private to move to another private. They don't want to sell first. They want to buy first. Then some of the agents will tell them, okay, you go and buy first, then ask for a long option. Maybe 1 month or 2 months option. Then you try to sell off your place in that 1-2 months. To me, that's a big no-no. Why? Very simple. Because what makes you think you can sell off within that 1 to 2 months? And if you don't sell off in that 1 to 2 months, you will lose your option fee because you cannot exercise for the other side. And normally, if you buy a house, you tell the seller, hey, I need 2 months option. So it means you must give me 2 months later, then I exercise. They will tell you that, oh, then the option fee, you give me 3% or 4%. They will not do 1% and give you 2 months option. Okay? So you are taking a very big risk. So this is why, number one, I do not agree with people moving from private to private. Go and buy first, then try to extend option. Okay, you see, private to private, why you cannot buy first? This is the number one rule, why you cannot buy first. The reason is very simple. Because private to private, you ABSD will apply. So you need to pay an additional buyer stamp duty of 20%. So it's very difficult, you know, unless you buy and so a lot of people, what they're trying to do is they buy and sell at the same time, but they try to exercise their buying later on. Okay, so this is another method that people like to use. To me, I don't call it buy first, that because technically that method, right, is also not buy first. Technically, they need to try to match their sell and buy together, but they need to make sure that they are buying exercise after they are selling. So this is the case where I share with you, my buyer went to buy this unit, okay, offer the seller this price. Then the seller immediately try to go and offer another unit that he's buying, that he wants to buy, okay, and try to synchronize the two procedure and then ask us to give him extension 3 months so that in these 3 months he can renovate lah, move in lah. But technically, if you buy sell at the same time, okay, so I'm going to give you this understanding. Technically, if you buy sell at the same time, you ask for 3 months extension. You ask for 3 months extension. If by doing this, your reno time is only about 1.5 months. If you cannot, from the day you take your new house key, you only have 1.5 months to renovate before you need to move in, because there's a lot of technical things I don't want to explain, okay? So in the 3 months extension, it doesn't mean that you got 3 months to renovate place. You only got about 1.5 months to 2 months, okay? Why do I say 1.5 months? Because you move house also need time. Provided you tell me, oh, Aaron, I only need 1 day to move house. Okay, then I tell you, you have 2 months to renovate. If your renovation doesn't complete in 2 months, you also got no choice. You also got to shift because your 3 months extension is up. Okay? So this method, I also don't agree, because I feel that most of these kind of scenarios that I see, the seller immediately, somebody buy their house, they try to go and buy another unit, right? They are always rushing. Okay? They are always rushing and they're very stressed. So they go and offer the first unit. First unit cannot. They will go and offer the 2 unit, the second unit. So they are always rushing to buy. You know, they're always rushing for the timeline. Then when you don't buy, you don't dare to sign your selling. Then a lot of reoccurring problems will happen. So this is, to me, also a big no-no. So what is the solution for this? I always tell my customer, when you want to do private to private, sell private, buy private, number one rule, okay, is always sell first. That's the number one rule. Second rule, always prepare to have another place to stay. Whether is it your parents' place, whether is it to rent or whatsoever, you must always prepare. Okay, once you clear these two problems, okay, the third one, okay, you must leave it to me as the agent to tell you when you can do what, when you can do, when you still got time to buy, you know, do you still need to rent, is this unit okay or not, you know, I need to advise you. Buy and sell, you try to align the stars together, it's not easy one. So there's a lot of ways to do it, okay? And another thing is, I don't really encourage customer to ask for extension. Okay, I'm going to explain why I do not encourage customer to ask for extension. We talk about HDB extension first. To do a legal HDB extension, the buyer needs to agree with you, maybe a 60 days extension for submission and a 3 months extension stay. This whole thing caused the buyer to only take their keys 8 to 9 months later. A lot of buyer doesn't want to wait. That's number one. Number two, during the extension of 3 months, the buyer is not protected by anything because the case already completed at HDB. You know, you already go HDB, sign, pay money, everything already. 3 months later, the handover, right, is between the seller and buyer. Nothing to do with anybody, nothing to do with HDB, no lawyer, everything. So if any problem, you need to go and call police, you need to sue each other if the seller don't want to move out and whatsoever. So I feel that it's a very big risk, okay, for the HDB side. And then to do a legal HDB extension, the buyer, the seller that sell the place, ask for extension, he needs to buy a place within 2 months or maybe less than 2 months, maybe 40 days. He has to buy within 1 month plus. And he has to submit both the selling and buying together to HDB, okay, to get a legal extension. So all this is not easy to achieve. So I always tell people, when it comes to buying house, don't rush. Because once you rush, you get very stressed, you get very emotional, and you start making the wrong decision. Okay? Okay, we talk about private extension. I feel that private extension is better. Okay, why? Because private extension is more like renter. And also, private extension, right, doesn't have rulings like HDB. Okay, like, oh, you need to buy within 60 days lah in order to get extension lah. You need the exercise OTP of your buying to get the legal extension lah. No such thing. Private is just an agreement. So, example, private ah. You know, private ah, the 3 months extension ah, is make the buyer can take the keys even faster than the HDB completion, you know. So I share with you for private, okay? I don't want to complicate you because this subject is not easy, but I'm trying to see how I can present in this video as easy as possible. So you see, for private, we take 2 weeks exercise plus 12 weeks completion plus 3 months extension. This only adds up to about 6 months plus. So remember just now I told you HDB, if they do extension, right? They want to do the legal extension, they need to buy and everything. The buyer only get the house about 8 to 9 months later. But for private, right, even if you give the 3 months, according to the legal process and how it works, right, the buyer can take the house in about 6.5 months. So it's still a lot faster and a lot easier. So this is why for private, when I tell my owner, you want to sell private, right? You can ask for extension, but you don't insist first. You don't insist first. You sell and see whether the buyer coming to you is buying for investment. Are they in a hurry or not, you know? Or are they willing to rent it back to you? So we must see case to case basis. It's different from HDB side. HDB is bopian. You need to achieve the preconditions in order to let HDB allow you the legal extension. Of course, if you want to do illegal things, then that's your issue lah. For me, I'm a very, I cannot do illegal things. Okay. To me, ethics and moral is very important. Okay. So the best way to buy and sell property, okay, is, I think it's a very complicated question lah. So this is why for me, right, but for me, I share in this video, if you get it, you get it, you don't get it, you don't get it. It's very hard for me to explain what is the best way. So what I do normally is when customer do a pre-consultation with me, then I will ask them a few questions, then I will guide them for their scenario, what is the best way. So everybody have their best way lah. But I feel that the rule, number one and number two is very important. Number one is always sell first. Okay, always sell first. Number two is always prepare to have a place to stay. Whether is it your parents' place or always prepare to rent. Importantly is use money to buy time. Because once you use money to buy time, you stop rushing. When you stop rushing, emotionally you are stable, you make good decisions, you don't regret your decisions, and you don't feel stressed. I can tell you that I see many customer break down because they are rushing or their agents give them the wrong advice. Then they have no place to stay. Their husband agree, but wife don't agree. Then quarrel and all these things. I see in a lot of these cases that people call me for help. So I still have to tell you rule number one and rule number two is very important. If you are doing a buying and you're doing a transition selling and buying. Okay, and last but not least, if you are looking to buy a new launch property, you must always sell first. If you don't sell first, you have to pay ABSD of 20%. Okay, I get a lot of new launch customers asking this already. So no matter what, you have to sell first. If you don't sell first, you have to pay ABSD 20%, which is a lot because 2 million, 20% is 400,000. Okay, so that's it for today's video. Hope you understand. I hope it's not too complicated because this kind of video normally I separate into few videos. So if you go and search in my playlist or you go and search in YouTube, right, you type Aaron Lin, you type like HDB extension, I will have one video. You type about extending option, I will have another video. So then you type buy first, sell first, I have another video. But this time I thought of like, I try to the people that understand better. And I also try my best to put the videos together lah, so that you get a shorter and faster understanding if you have the knowledge to know what I'm trying to share. Okay? So I hope this video helped you. Hit the like button, subscribe button, and see you in the next episode and make the right decision for your selling and buying. And oh yeah, if you need my help, please call me. I can help you do your selling and buying also. Okay, bye-bye.